Hi, I'm Jill Whelan.
And I'm Leah Mangum, your host on Empty Nesters. Today's guest is a good friend of mine, Pat Finn. You might know him from The Goldbergs, The Middle, lots of TV shows and movies. Hilarious.
Well, the whole thing's coming up on Lunchtime Conversations right here on Sunshine 96.7 Radio St. Pete, streaming worldwide.
Hi, I'm Jill Whelan.
And I'm Leah Mangum.
And welcome to Empty Nesters.
Yay.
We have a fabulous guest today.
An amazing guest today, Pat Finn.
Yay, Pat.
Yay,
Pat
Finn. How are you? Thank you for having me.
From stage and
stage
screen.
Stage from Goldberg, Seinfeld,
everything.
No, but like, my favorite is The Middle. I'm just going to fan out for a minute. I mean, we've watched the seasons. Am I not right? Our son is here. How many?
Five, six, seven times.
Yeah, not kidding. Yeah. From first episodes in every phase of their life, from middle schoolers to high schoolers to college age, we've all watched your show.
No, thank you.
Amazing.
But I'm the same way. Sometimes you see you and you
show.
Don't watch or you're whatever. And
right.
Like some kids haven't seen movies or whatever. And you're like, it's fine. But probably the same. Our son was like Atticus's age. Who played Brick.
Yeah.
And he was like in fifth grade on the show, and that's what our son was. So he got to see like similarities of his life kind of through Brick, which was so cool. And they got to the set, and Patty Heaton's a dear friend, and the whole cast is fantastic. So it was just the creators, Deanne and Eileen, I worked with them once before, and they were like, I improvised a line, and they don't really work like that, but they said, you have a line, and I kind of made something up, and they're like, okay, we're going to work with you a lot. And I'm like, oh, you're fine.
Yay.
So it was really cool. I was very lucky to work with them, and the set was just magical.
Wow.
It was so cool, and work days weren't like manic.
Right.
Everybody, it was just a really cool thing to be a part of. So, I'm a fan of the show, so to be a part of it for 9 years was pretty awesome.
Incredible. And it's just so smart. And the jokes are so incredible. Like, rewind it again. The jokes. It's for all ages. I mean, it really is.
Neil Flynn is one of my dear friends.
Yeah.
And I've done in a group, improv troupe called Beer Shark Mice. And there was one scene where the bit was, I went to Neil's door and I'm like, hey, I got a present for you, Christmas present.
Right.
He's like, oh, it's for my wife. And he's like, no, it's for you. And he goes, why is your wife getting me a present? I go, no, I got you a present. He's like, why'd you get me a present? And I'm like, well, I was at the mall. I thought of you. He's like, what are you thinking of me for? And I'm like, just open it. And he opens it up and he goes, there's sunglasses. And he's like, try them on. He goes, no. I'm like, all right, see you later. And that was it.
Right.
And then he was upset because now I got to get me something. And then he was like, well, get a hat from the college he went to. He goes, I don't know where he went to college. We don't talk about that. But it was this great, and Donna, my wife, goes, that's the only time I've ever seen you and Neil not act. Like it was literally how we are in real life.
Yeah. Oh my God, I just love
it. It was fun to play. I know, right? It was such a cool thing. So.
I was here talking, like I'm in my head, I'm like, it's sunglasses. I know it's sunglasses, but I'm going to wait.
That's so funny. I love it.
When you get that opportunity to work with somebody that you feel so safe with.
Yes. Yes. And the first scene we did, we both, they yelled cut, and Neil just turns and goes, man, that was really awkward. We were just talking at like breakfast,
so
and now
funny.
It's like, hey, Bill, good to see you again. You know, it's just weird to be like doing a scene with your wife. Or, I don't know if you guys have done that with your husbands.
We did a pilot that we wrote together, and Jonathan played one of the characters, and it was just,
it was
weird.
Great.
Yeah,
like,
it
and
is.
He was her son. Like, it was all of our,
really
it was
cool.
Great.
Yeah.
I love
fun.
It.
But you have three kids.
We do, yes. Yeah,
and your lovely wife, Donna, who I just adore.
Yeah,
she's just
I'm a fan, too. I
fabulous.
Met her at the altar, and it's just been great. We met at 18 in college, and we've just been super lucky, and she's super supportive of the business, and she's seen me do shows in front of 5 people and in front of 10,000. So it's I think that helps.
Yeah,
and the kids have been great, and just, you know how it is, having kids grow up in that world is you do every Disney show you can.
Yeah, right.
You know,
yeah.
it's like I'm from Chicago, so it was like being the quarterback for the Bears for a week.
Right.
You know, it's just like the kids are staring at you and you're talking to Sweet Life and Zach and Cody kids.
Right.
You know, and they're just like, oh my gosh.
You're golden.
And to top that, on your word, I did one of the Disney movies, Air Bud. Remember the movies?
Yeah.
Where he had puppies. So
right.
They do Air Buddies.
Yeah.
So I've done 3 of those. But the first one I did, there's 7 golden retriever puppies.
Oh.
And you could be having a crummy day or your bad sleep, whatever. There's 7 puppies falling all over each other. It's like, they're like stuffed animals that can talk. And I go, what happens with these dogs? And she goes, oh, they're tremendously sought after.
Really?
Like big Hollywood stars, Tom Cruise, heads of networks, they all want these dogs.
Wow.
But the rule that was set in place was it was who's ever the top 7 on the call sheet.
Oh.
And then it goes from there. And I happen to be 2nd on the call sheet.
Right.
She goes, yeah, Nolan doesn't want the a dog. So you have pick of any of the seven.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, you know, we have a rescue at home and three kids, so yeah, we're pretty good. And my wife was at home on the phone. I called her from the hotel. She's like, are you kidding? A free golden? Get it. Like, I never grew up with a dog. And I'm like, really? Right. Want it? And so for 3 weeks, I played with all these dogs. And she's like, that the girl dog who right played Rosebud in the movie.
Oh, I know.
That's the dog.
Yeah.
And so they brought it
that's
home.
That's your dog?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I was like dad of the year for like 4 or 5 days. It was just and yeah, so Hollywood to be like, oh, that's my dog. And they would watch the movie with the dog.
Right. You
know, I remember that day. So, yeah.
That is the coolest.
Yeah, it's really cool.
All that. One thing about growing up in L.A., like Beethoven, the movie we used to watch all the time.
Yeah.
And they shot the biggest scene when Beethoven's running home 2 blocks from our house. And I remember showing the kids like, do you remember this street? Remember Beethoven? I'm like, I'm just going to stroll you down and show you what I know. But
that's
it's like,
so
it's
awesome.
So another yes LA cool story.
Oh, it about, is.
Yeah. About living here.
Right. No, Bonnie yeah Hunt is a friend of ours. So uh-huh, the kids are like, oh, Beethoven mom's here.
Yeah.
Like, but that's yeah to them. I'm like, oh, it's wow mom. Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right. That's to them. It's that.
That's right.
Well,
absolutely.
My friends are huge fans of the Brady Bunch.
Okay. Yeah.
Like sick fans. Like right, they grew up watching it and now their children know every one of the lines. So when that Brady Bunch house was rebuilt
yes
right
by HGTV, yeah, everybody wanted to go in and you couldn't get in.
Right.
Then they sold the house.
Yeah.
I can say this now.
I guess you can
before,
say it. Go ahead.
My mom was a realtor. She's retired now, mm-hmm, so she's not going to get in any trouble.
Okay. That's okay.
But she did this whole thing where she said, I've got these buyers. They're very private. Because you were supposed to sign all of these financial
right, yeah, sure,
things to go in.
Sure.
She's like, oh, no. They're very private. They work in Hollywood. I'm sorry, but we're not going to do that.
Right.
But they're going to go. So she got them into the house.
Oh.
And you weren't supposed to take pictures or
right
do anything
right,
like
right
that. And we're like,
that's
I think I have a few
cool
of them.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
it's
we trick-or-treated there.
Oh,
we lived down the street. Yeah, we did there in Bob Hope's.
Oh,
Bob gave out the big candy bar.
I know. He gave out yo-yos 1 year.
I have his paddling ball.
Yep,
have one that
he did. Yeah.
He also had one that was a little golfer and it hit a ball. I kept all of them.
That was smart.
Yeah.
No,
it's smart. From the Hope family and it has the year on it.
So now how old are your kids now?
So Cassidy, our daughter, is 29 and Caitlin is 27 and then Ryan just turned 22.
Wow.
So you are definitely an empty nester.
But on paper, yeah.
we all are.
Legally, yes. But
they're back home, am I right?
Kind-ish. our son is doing, he's doing kind of a victory lap at Marquette University. Uh-huh. He switched majors, so he's going back for one more semester.
Got it.
So he's at home now and he's kind of been working here.
Right.
And then, oh my gosh, he got like a PA job for three credits.
Oh, nice.
First ever job.
That's
and
great.
It was on a cruise ship to the Bahamas.
Wow.
I'm like, I get like a movie in Lancaster. Like, he's got a
but you have
ship
puppies.
I do have puppies.
You do
that's
have
true.
Puppies.
I do,
yes.
He didn't get a golden.
That's right.
But yeah, so they're all kind of in the business. Cassidy lives with two roommates, one from kindergarten.
Oh, wow.
In Santa Monica. And Caitlin also has two roommates, one from kindergarten.
Right.
About a mile from her.
Okay.
So they're there, but they're,
right,
you know, they'll have something with Warner Brothers and they stop by. And so they're there a good amount.
Right, right.
So we're not like official. But, and my wife, that like our joke is like, my wife will be like, stop buying White Claw. And they'll say things like, yeah, you guys were low on frozen pizza. And you're like, oh, okay, yeah, wow. Let's put that on the list.
Leave a note, right? Yeah, let us know exactly what you need.
You guys put your list down here.
Okay, so we're talking about your kids, but I mean, for me, when I have an older one who's 29 now who just got engaged.
Oh, congrats.
Thank you. But, you know, when he first left the nest, so to speak, I didn't understand that there is a boomerang effect.
Yeah.
So when your first one, was that Caitlin who left the nest?
Cassidy was
Cassidy. Cassidy.
Yeah,
okay.
Caitlin was cool.
Were you guys like, oh no, this is gonna be it? Or
yes, for sure. Because I'm really, I mean, we always wanted kids.
Yeah.
We're super lucky. They're really great kids, and so in that sense, it's great because
sure
you want to be around them. And it's funny, people are like, oh, my daughter just went to like New York. You're like, oh, that's like official.
Yeah.
Like
yeah
Santa Monica's
yeah
enough, but
right,
yeah, when you
right
move them in, you're kind of like, wait, that's the dresser you had growing up.
I know.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of that, but you definitely feel that they're close enough.
Right.
which is good. But yeah, that's official, the marriage thing.
Yeah, that's, that is official. Oh, that's a whole nother growing pain. But it was so funny because when you were like, you know, we're lucky we have good kids. I want to have somebody that's on the show someday who's like, yeah, my kid's an idiot.
That's true. No, it is. It's always,
And sometimes they are. I mean, it's never, you know, it's,
they're not a monolith.
Right. Well, you haven't seen their grades, so we'll see how great. Yeah, but it was, I mean, I'm one of six. So my dad, I think I went home for like 8 or 9. I had no money.
Right.
I paid for college myself.
Wow.
And I was a Teamster at 16.
Oh my gosh.
I worked on trucks.
In Chicago?
Yeah, I worked in factories in Chicago. And on a 7-Up truck. And that was how I got my first job.
Right.
You know that box where you check, are you union?
Yeah.
I checked yes.
Wow.
And then they're like, you got the commercial. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. You know, called SAG. They haven't heard of you. I said, I've never heard of SAG. And they're like, that's your union. And I'm like, No. They said, but you put down yes. I said, yeah, I'm a Teamster, Local 744.
Yeah.
Like, no, we meant SAG. I'm like, oh, well, this is all a mess. I don't know what to tell you. You guys asked the question and I answered it.
That's funny.
Anyways, they paid for me to get in the union. So that's how I got in.
That's amazing.
Really great.
Yeah, it's crazy. But so my dad was kind of like, all right, you're going to keep the train moving.
Yeah.
Like, you know, hop out of the house, a small house.
So. Right.
So you kind of got the impression. You know, it was...
You didn't want to go back.
Yeah, nobody...
Not in a bad way.
Nobody hung around that long.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's different now, I think, too, because I think it's harder for kids how much it costs.
Oh, it's so expensive.
It's crazy.
It's silly.
It's so just expensive. Gotten so competitive
mm-hmm.
that, you know, I mean, when I got into USC, I didn't go, by the way, just disclaimer, but I did get in.
Right.
I mean...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's no way I could get in today. There's no way.
Gosh, no.
I mean, you have to have run for Congress, won.
Yes, right.
Perform surgery.
In Canada and California.
You say perform surgery?
Yes. At least one surgery.
Right, exactly. It could be minor. It could be cosmetic. It is LA.
Yeah. Run a small charity.
Charity. Oh, yeah, run a charity.
I mean, it's crazy what the kids have to go through. And the grades, I mean, they're 4.0, you're a slacker.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Like, somebody's like, oh, he's got a 4.95. I'm like, what is that?
I haven't heard of that. Exactly.
That must be the small surgery.
Yeah, exactly. That sounds like an eyelift.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's acting.
No. Anybody can do that.
Yeah, that's easy.
So what is one of your epic parent moments that you think that you're most proud of with your kids?
Wow. That's a great question. I think I'm proudest because somehow they, like, my wife and I get along really well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, and both of our parents were the same way. So we've kind of maybe grown into that or emulated that world.
Right.
So it's not like a contentious house or argumentative house at all. And our kids are kind. They work hard.
Mm-hmm.
This sounds cheesy, but they have a really good sense of humor.
Right.
And I just think that in life is so important, whether you're having a great day with friends or you're going through something tough and you need a sense of humor to help pull you through that.
I think that's the thing about my kids that I'm the most proud of. It's their sense of humor.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No, it's really cool. I remember my son when he was like fourth or fifth grade. He came in and I was reading a script in my office and I was on the computer and he came in to give me a hug.
Right.
And he goes, hey, I'm going to bed. Good night. Give me a hug. And I said, good night. Love you. And then he goes, what are you doing? I go, I'm reading a script. And he goes, oh, cool. Is it a comedy? He goes, yeah. He goes, yeah, I like comedy. I go, oh, really? I go, hold on a second. It was a Tuesday night.
Right.
And I just put on a quick... like a Bob Newhart, some kind of a part of a best of or some kind of thing for 5 minutes.
Right.
And we called it Comedy Tuesday. So every Tuesday he'd come in before he went to bed and I'd have another thing queued up, but it was Steve Martin.
Right.
It was just so cool because it just kind of, my mom and I would sit and watch. My dad had a great dry sense of humor. My mom would, we'd sit in the basement and watch Carol Burnett.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a road trip to see her family in the East Coast. And she got me like this, it was an old fashioned radio, but instead of like having radio, it had little drawers and in each drawer was a tape. So like the Bickersons and Fibber McGee and Molly, the Honeymooners,
right.
And we just listened to comedy tapes
That's
the whole way.
That's wonderful.
And so I just loved that, that setup and delivery and all that kind of stuff, yeah. that cadence. Mm-hmm. So,
like
yeah,
a tradition, you passed it down to your
right.
son.
How wonderful. No, it is cool. At Marquette, Marquette's a Jesuit school, mm-hmm. and I went there with Chris Farley. He and I were best friends, and we took a class called Philosophy of Humor, mm-hmm. Which was really cool. It was taught by a guy named Father Knaus. Oh. First of all, we thought we were going to get A's, and I think I got a C minus, and he got a D. I kid you not.
You showed them, didn't you? No, right. Both of you showed them.
Should have gone to USC. So then I remember Chris and I going, like, someday we're going to do a movie, and we're going to invite Father Knaus to the premiere. And then I was like, yeah, but what if the movie's bad? But anyways, the cool thing was he gave us this little prayer, and it was called a clown's prayer. Mm. And it's this beautiful, it's like a poem, but it's an actual prayer
right.
that a clown would say. Or it's and the end, the last line is, when you made my people smile, you made me smile. Hmm. And it's about, but whatever. And one Christmas, the kids, they wanted that. As, mm-hmm. as one of their gifts.
Right. Your kids.
Yeah, they wanted that framed. Wow. Like, is there any way we can get the clown's prayer framed?
How and they're not
like
super.
Yeah, it was really cool. And it's one of those things you just read it, sweet. It's really pretty.
I want your kids. So, your kids are amazing. Bring them here.
I should show you pictures of the room.
I have lovely kids too, but they can just all no, sure. come together.
No, your kids are awesome.
They are awesome. They are pretty awesome.
What a great, yeah. that's great.
That's really neat.
Okay, so if I ask you that, then I have to ask what your epic parent fail is.
You know what? It's not epic per se, but it's one of those, like, you know, when you're a parent, you're like, we're doing the right thing here. Look at right. us. She's pat on the back. So there's a little park called Beeman Park, mm-hmm. not too far from here. Right. And they had yeah. girls softball. It's great. And they had four teams. And so my girls are two and a half years apart, but they were both eligible for the same age group because they didn't have that many girls.
Right.
So we thought, as parents... I'm not a parent minor, parent major, anything.
Right. And,
we came up with a genius idea to separate them.
Right.
Be your own kid.
Yeah.
And that's great. So now every other game they play each other.
Oh, no.
So when Caitlin would come up to bat, the coach would be like, Cassidy, you pitch.
Oh,
and she'd go no. pitch. And parents would be like, why did you separate those? And we're like, I didn't know. It was like, oh, and they would, it could be a dribble base hit. And like, they would dive for the base to try to get the other one.
Oh,
it was just, and they're not like super competitive.
Right,
it was just
right.
this weird little thing. And we're
you're
like,
yay. Oh, yeah.
No, it was a thing. Like, you're ready? Like happy and sad yeah. at the exact same time. So
exactly.
we get like a hat, you turn around.
It's a house divided.
Yeah.
Jump on different sides
I know.
Of the creature.
But it was, yeah.
How did you deal with it? Like if their team won and then Cassidy's team didn't yeah. win? Like,
we're pretty, that was one of the only teams. I coach a ton of teams I don't care
right.
who
right.
wins.
Right.
I really
right.
don't. I played sports my whole life.
Sure.
So it doesn't matter to me.
Right.
So mm-hmm. even, yeah, if they lose, you're like, I am, you got, that foul tip was awesome and you almost caught that, whatever. It
right.
doesn't,
yeah.
it's not the end of it. You go to Menchie's and they forget about everything.
Right. So,
you know, by the way, we're sponsored by Menchie's.
Please.
So, wouldn't
that be great?
That'd be nuts.
Absolutely.
No, at the Absolutely. Moment, we're sponsored by Jill and Leah.
Yes, we
and
are.
Kathy.
Yes, we are. And our families that are helping us out through this, which is wonderful. This is great.
Yes.
One more thing, maybe just helping us. Like,
yeah.
Jonathan and I have a wonderful relationship, and now we're back to the two of us again. And it's been really fun. You've probably been seeing us walking around the neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're like, you want to get dinner? Yeah. Do we have to ask anyone? No, let's just go.
Yeah.
Run
right.
out the door.
Right.
And so just with you and Donna, like
yeah.
any tips on like being with your husbands after, you know, it's different.
When you're not parenting actively
yeah.
every second
right,
of
right.
the
no,
day.
No, that's a great question.
Yeah.
Now, our worlds are different just because... You know, I don't, at 8 o'clock, I don't go to the bank.
Right.
You know, and
right.
work and come home at X amount of time. So sometimes I'm on location for 3 weeks and sometimes I'm home or no
sure.
auditions or whatever. And yesterday, we had lunch and then we're like, yeah, let's go to a movie.
Right. Right.
And it was great. We went home and went up to Universal and saw Deadpool.
Oh, that's
and
great.
No, it was just one of those things like, this is awesome. Because there, I don't know if you remember this. There were times you'd see a movie and people were like, what'd you go see that for?
Right.
And you're like, well, it was in the window of time to pick up the kids.
Yeah.
Like, remember
exactly.
that?
Yeah.
So I could be in the car.
You walk out and it's like bright out after
totally.
The movie theater.
You're like the car line, you're like running.
Yeah.
Why are there so many previews? So, yeah. So that was really neat. That's kind of the funnest. And and we're able to, like, we're going to a charity event in Chicago and then we're going to go down and see my folks that live in Chicago still. So that's kind of nice. So the kids will come over and jump in the pool and drink all their White Claw. No, so it's really a cool, it's a different world.
Right.
I will say I felt like you kind of like once they're 21, you were done.
Yeah.
But
yeah, not today.
No, you're not. But then again.
And I don't want to be.
Thank you. I
love
agree.
It.
Same thing.
I love it.
Yeah.
So much.
Yeah, same.
We're both.
It's just different.
Yeah.
And good in a good way. And then, but even with I'm super close to my parents and, you know, I had a thing happen not long ago and it's like my dad was a dad again.
Right.
And it was just really interesting. I'm like, wow, you're never not a parent.
Yeah.
Which is kind of, I think, cool because it's something my wife and I always wanted to be. And hopefully that was the case.
You know? You're never not a parent. I mean, even when your kids have kids, you're still parenting them.
Yeah. Somebody once said you're only as happy as your
least
saddest.
Happy child.
Yeah. Which is interesting.
The truth.
Yeah.
It's funny that your kids will all want the White Claw now that mine are engaged.
Oh.
They come over.
Rosé?
No, well, they're like, if you have any wine you don't want, we'll happily take some off of your hands.
Oh, that's funny. So
well, you're moving, they're waiting outside the door. They're waiting for wine. I'm taking your clothes. These are literally, these are her pants.
Oh my gosh, those are awesome.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I told her until she walked a mile in my pants.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
We just skipped the shoes. No, but I'm like, just bring me all your clothes. And she did. She's I have 10 bags waiting for you.
Oh.
And then I'm like, can I come over now? And she wouldn't answer. I'm like, can I come over right now? No answer. And I'm like, I guess I can't come over, but I can't leave the house. What if she wants me to come over and pick up those clothes? And then a day later, your husband dropped them all off.
Yeah, like 10 bags.
Yeah.
Long and leaf, because we were moving.
They were moving, so I got all their clothes.
I was purging.
Okay. That's good.
Oh, your husband's happy. I'm happy.
No, we're all
happy. Just on a pair of pants.
See how simple the world is.
I have a whole new wardrobe.
Yes.
Well, this has been wonderful.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank
this is great.
Thank you.
You guys are so much.
You guys
really
are awesome.
You really are. This was really fun.
Right back at
you. Is there anything you want to promote or anything coming up? I know you're always working actor.
Just did an animated movie called Tangles with an S. But it's from a book. It's a true story about a woman whose mom has Alzheimer's at 53.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's crazy. And so it's Seth Rogen's EP. Mm-hmm. And Steve Barnett is one of the producers as well. And Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Bryan Cranston are in it. I've never done this before. I read the script and I was like, this is like Academy Award stuff.
Yeah.
Like it was super funny, crazy heavy,
cast.
But
amazing
it's a true cast. Story and it's all like animated stick figures.
Hmm.
So it's really interesting, it was really cool to be a part of it and to tell a story that I think everyone can relate to with that, or if it's cancer or something like that, that for it's very similar in everybody's journey. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like Jonathan and you guys, so much of my stuff is comedy, which I gravitate towards and I love. But I do think it's kind of cool if you can, if you can do something that affects somebody on an emotional level.
Right.
That's kind of cool.
I think the best actors are comedic actors.
That's exactly
Honestly, I really do.
It's funny when I've talked to like really dramatic actors and they're like, oh, I'd kill to be funny. I'm like, oh, you just fall down or say something. No, but it's like, to me,
but it's
like,
so easy for you.
I suppose, but like I said, going back to it, I love that my kids can say something and they're not trying to be funny, but it's just, funny.
Yeah. It's the most proud moment. And I think it's because we all value humor so much because that's how we get through life.
Totally. And I think we also surround ourselves, like we gravitate, like I knew Jonathan before you get, you just kind of gravitate towards people that are like-minded and not really heavy with stuff. They're just kind of, they look at the world a little bit, in a maybe a happier lens in some capacities.
And that's the currency of life to me.
That's a great way to put it. Yeah,
that,
I agree.
I used to tell our kids, I'm like, no cursing, no dirty, no blue, unless it's funny.
Yeah,
it's, and I'm like, if you can craft a funny joke and it's a little dirty, I'll accept it.
Right. So that was right. And then they're all like sitting there.
Which is terrible.
All of that.
What about this one, Mom? Yeah. We had a friend that, and I didn't know anything about this back then. I feel horrible, but he had alopecia, so he didn't have hair or eyebrows.
Right.
And there's a game in freeze tag where you all freeze and you say something.
Sure.
So I yelled freeze, and I'm so fresh. It's my second thing I've ever done.
Right.
And I say like Uncle Fester joke or something. And he punched me so hard in the chest.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I could hardly breathe. And then afterwards, I was like, what was with the punch? And he goes, I have a disease. And I said, I had no idea.
Right.
So I was like, and he's a dear friend.
Yeah.
And I just said, I'm so sorry.
Right.
And he said, you can do any joke you want, but if I've already heard it, you get punched. And I was like, and then you guys, I'm like, wait a second. but there's a consequence.
Yeah.
So I said some bit about Ash Wednesday.
Right.
And literally kind of tensed up. and he goes like this.
Oh, that's great.
And I was like, oh, no. So
that's
it was neat.
Wonderful.
I love that.
Well,
did you just snort?
I did just snort.
Oh, a little snort.
I've been laughing so much. I just snorted. It came out
to the gods. I love it.
You should
Thanks,
like
Sheila, for pointing that out.
It should.
Yeah.
You need to snort me. I snort too.
Oh, snort
wow.
Meter.
Yeah.
I know.
It's this like episode.
Only friends will tell you that.
This episode's a three snorter.
That was much cuter. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Yes.
And we will see your movies coming out soon.
Great.
Entangled is amazing. I can't wait to see that.
Cool.
It sounds fantastic.
Thanks, yeah.
Congratulations.
We're so glad you came.
You too. This is a great idea. I love it.
All right, guys. Until next time.
See you next time. Bye.